الحمد لله رب العالمين وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ من الله. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها أبينا. Tomorrow night we'll increase the dose slightly bit more, means make it a bit stronger, because in tomorrow night the nights are special, 13th, 14th, 15th of the sacred month, also known as Ayyam al-Bid, the nights of splendor, and we recite Dua Mujir in addition to the program we have. And inshallah from then onwards, every day we'll try to introduce another dua so that we just get familiar of what all is available in these nights. One of the issues to which so much of importance has been given is the consumption of halal, eating halal, working halal, earning halal for that. And if you look into the tragedy of Karbala, which unfolded in a way, it could be said that it was the consumption of haram which resulted in the unfolding of the tragedy of Karbala. And that is, I think it's either as we speak or they speak. And there on the day of Ashura, Abu Abdullah Hussein, when he addresses them, he says that the reason why these communications or this message which I'm delivering to you does not affect you, it's because of your bellies that have been filled with haram. All the consumption of haram is resulting in these communications not getting to you. There is another report from the Holy Prophet. He says that من لم يبالي من أي باب اكتسب الدينار والدرهم لم أبالي يوم القيامة من أي أبواب النار أدخلت. Says reports from the Almighty. Says that someone who does not care from where he is earning his dirham and dinar, meaning that he does not care from where he is getting the funds, the income, the earnings, says God says, I also don't care from which of the doors he's going to enter the hell. So this is important, that we take care of it, from where the funds are coming, where this earning is from. And again, in addition to that, many a times it's the funds that we have, if the dues haven't been paid from it, that khums, that zakat from it hasn't been paid, again it is as if, although we own that money, it is ours, it is a wealth which is contaminated, mixed with haram, which cannot be used. Or elsewhere says that man kasaba malan min ghayri hillihi if afqarahu Allah, and if someone does earn a lot of wealth, but it wasn't halal, says that although he is earning, but Allah will make him wretched, Allah will make him poor. Or for example, man iktasaba malan min ghayri hillihi kana zaduhu ila an-nar, and if he does earn from a non-lawful source, then the end of that person with the possessions, which whatever he's going to earn, it's going to be in the hell. Or for example, those who don't pay khums from their money, their Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says that شر الأموال ما لم يخرج منه حق الله سبحانه, that the worst of all the wealth, the evil of all the wealth, is that wealth from which the right of Allah has not been paid. So that right of Allah is that khums, that right of Allah is the zakat that a person needs to pay. And that's why in a very dangerous report, fifth Imam, he says that on the Day of Judgment, people, when they will be resurrected, there will be a group of people whose hands will be tied onto their necks with a heavy burden on them. And if just a little ant, a small ant, what weight does it have? No weight. If that ant was tucked onto the burden which they are carrying, they wouldn't be able to bear that weight of an ant. And who are they? They are those who used to mock. And they will be mocked by the angels. And they are those whose wealth was contaminated. And they did not pay the rights of the God from their wealth. Now this is for the haram or the unlawful means of income and earning. Now if the income was pure, it was halal, that what Allah has said, says it has beautiful effects in this dunya, in barzakh and in qiyamah. A person called Karbalai Kazim Farahani, living in Qum, a person who couldn't read, couldn't write, illiterate. Because of this quality of halal consumption and this beauty of just going after halal, he was blessed by this entire Quran being given to him all in one go. A person who couldn't read, couldn't write, now reads Quran from heads, from memory. And students, they used to test him in Madrasa Faiziya, saying that, just to test him if he really knows that Quran, can he just read Quran from anywhere? Sometimes books were placed before him and he said, this is not Quran. And then when inquired, he says that when it's the verses of Quran, they glow. They glow before me and I can read them. So if there is text which is Quran and non-Quran, that what is Quran glows before him. And once in a while, when he was invited by other people, he said, those who were with him, they say that we saw him, that after a while he used to panic from that majlis, from that gathering. And we saw him that he, with his finger, used to throw up whatever he has eaten. And when asked that, why do you do that? He used to say that the food I just ate was haram, as a result of which that noor which Allah had given me, that was fading away because of that haram food. So I just threw it up so that that noor that was blessed to him by Allah, it is not taken away. So halal has that miraculous effect, and also haram has that effect if it's contaminated. So halal food, it lightens the burden on an individual. In addition to that, it enlightens the heart. So the burden which a person is carrying, that lightens with halal food, the heart also enlightens. Or for example, the Prophet, he says that worship, it's of 70 kinds, 70 types. Best of all of them, it's seeking halal, that is earning halal. Says that a person who eats halal, the angels, they stand by his head so long as he is eating, and they seek forgiveness for him until he has finished his meal, when it is halal. And if it's haram, it's the other way around. They curse so long as, not only at that time do they curse him for 40 days for that consumption of halal. And it is said that if someone does consume haram knowingly that it is haram, his du'as will never be accepted for 40 days, which is again another big loss. Or for example, so long as haram spoon of food is in one's belly, the angels of the skies and the earth, they curse him. May Allah, there's another report which Masoom says that he says that someone who earns from halal, from haram, from unlawful means, it is as if he's building a house on water. Building a house on water will drown. Or building a house on a soft sand, again that will never be stable, that will collapse. This again, it's the same. Someone who consumes haram or earns haram, then whatever worship he does, it's just like building a house on water or on a slippery sand which is going to topple at any point. It's the month of Ramadan, fast approaching the nights of Qadr. And the chain of events that we are seeing nowadays, the way they are moving day in, day out, we find that dramatically everything is just changing. There are many signs for the arrival of the Imam. Now, although the signs that we are told in Riwayat, it may so happen that they say that all these set of signs, they have to take place. But if it is an emergency for Allah, He will not wait for those signs to happen. If it's an emergency, He will just wave all those signs, all those signs will be taking place so rapidly that the Imam comes, if that time is there, if that time has come. So we also ask Allah to make it as such that we be blessed by His presence, that a sight, a look, a gaze at the Imam of time, and we be in His rule, during His time, in His service, serving Him. And may that be soon, inshallah. Now, if you look into the riwayat that we have, one of the signs is that an-nida'u min al-mahtum, it says that the call, it's among those definite signs which will take place before the arrival of the Imam. Now, what is that call? If you again refer to Quran, says that wastami' yawma yunadi al-munadi min makanin qareeb, and listen on the day when the crier shall cry from a near place. What is that? يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ السَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, the day when they shall hear the cry with truth. That is the day of coming forth. Our sixth Imam, Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, says that the applicable of this ayah is that sayhatul qa'im min as-sama', it is that call, that cry which will be heard from the skies regarding the 12th Imam. Now, what is that? I'll explain this in just a few steps. Or elsewhere, regarding the same ayah, our aged Imam, he says that khuruju waladi al-qa'im, the applicable of this ayah, it's the arrival or the movement of the 12th Imam, that is the Imam of time. That is, the call will be from the center of the sky. Everyone will hear it. When will this call be? Again, that is explained to us in Riwayat. Says that yakunu sawtu fi shahri Ramadan, that cry, that call will be heard in the month of Ramadan. When? Fi laylatil jumu'ah, that is Thursday night or the night of Friday. Laylati thalathin wa ashreen, 23rd of the sacred month of Ramadan, and a Thursday night. Then says fala tashukku, don't doubt, fi dhalik, in that cry, that call you will hear. Wasma'u wa ati'u, listen to it and be obedient to it. As it was mentioned repeatedly in the past nights, whenever there is an effort from Allah, there is an effort from Shaitan also. Here too, it's the same thing. This message, this call is from Allah, and Shaitan will not sit quiet. So the call will be in the month of Ramadan, the night of Friday, night of the 23rd of this sacred month. Do not doubt, listen and obey. And then says that when that call will be heard, who will hear them? Is it a set of people who will hear it? Says that those sleeping will wake up, those standing will sit, those sitting shunned, it will be the voice of the trustworthy Jibreel. That is, everyone will hear that call, that nida, that sayha. So that is among the third definite signs of the arrival of the Imam. In this regard, our sixth Imam again says that the caller's call, naming Al-Qa'im and his father, Al-Jibreel, he will call him, call the Imam as Al-Qa'im, mentioning him and his father, saying that Yunadi min as-sama' bi ismi rajulin, the caller will mention the name of a man. And then continues, رَجُلٍ مِنْ وُلْدِ عَلِي بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ, from the sons of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhim as-salam. And then the call from the sky will address him as a man from the progeny of Ali, son of Abu Talib. Elsewhere says that إِنَّ هَذَا مَهْدِيٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Some riwayats say that the caller would say that this is Mahdi, be obedient to him, listen to him. And then, again, further explanation by our sixth Imam. He says that Yunadi min as-samaa bi-ism al-qa'im. The caller from the sky will call him, naming him as al-qa'im, mentioning his name. Now, what is that call that will be heard? Again, for that Imam explains, says, here Jibreel. Elsewhere says, huwa sawtu Jibreel, that's the voice of Jibreel. Elsewhere says, yunadi bihi Jibreel, that is the call of Jibreel, which will be heard in the month of Ramadan on a Thursday night, which is the 23rd of the sacred, that is the third Laylatul Qadr. An Imam says that, where is this call going to be heard? From where? Says, لا يخرج القائم حتى ينادي بإسمه من جوف السماء. That this call will be heard, جوف means from the center, from in the middle. That is, from the skies it will be heard. And it will be heard by everyone. And in this hadith, our sixth Imam says that the word جوف has been added to the sky, meaning that from the center of the sky, from amongst the sky, this call will be heard. And the day you hear this call is the day the Imam, he will move. That is, if God willing, that call is heard this year, that is the day when he will move. Now when he will move, what is going to happen after that? Again says, يُنَادِي مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِإِسْمِ رَجُلٍ مِنْ وُلْدِ عَلِي بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ إِنَّ هَذَا مَهْدِيٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ يُنَادِي مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِإِسْمِ الْقَائِمِ. Again, all those riwayat, that it is, who will hear them? Everyone. Without any exception, everyone will hear that call in his own native language. And for that again, Imam says, Ammun, when inquired that who will hear that, he says it's a general call, Am. Yasma'u kull qawmin bilisanih. Every person will hear that call in his own native language. And what is that? That is, O mankind, your master is Mahdi. He will fill this land with equity and justice. Obey him. When will we hear them? Again, from the east and the west, mankind, they will disunite. Followers of Qibla, the Muslims, they will disunite. People will suffer from insecurity. Then says, do not delay, respond to that call immediately. So if we go after excuses when we hear the call, then we will be left behind. So we have to prepare ourselves from now, that faith which Allah has asked us, strengthen it with the Imam, so that when we hear the call, the next moment it's going to be with the Imam. May Allah make it as such that we, this faith, this love, this devotion, this Iman that we have with him, stays with us at every point, at every stage. And again, furthermore, there are six more ahadith mentioning the same issue, that is on the 23rd of the sacred month of Ramadan, and three of them say that it's going to be a Thursday night. Now in Arabic, when we say Laylatul Jumu'ah, it means the night of Friday, and night in Arabic starts when the sun is down, when the sun sets, and until the morning when it is time for Fajr prayers, the whole thing is called night. And in the morning, now during the night we've got the angels, who? Angels of the night. In the morning we've got angels of the morning. And at the time of Fajr, to that so much of importance has been given that we say our prayers on time, it's because there is more chances of to attract the mercy of Allah, because the angels of night are checking out, angels of day are coming in. So we get a double share of mercy from the two angels that are checking in and checking out. And it's going to be till that time. So it might be the night of Thursday we hear the cry, the call from Jibreel, or it's going to be early morning, that is before Fajr. So because it's still the night. So some riwayah say that it's going to be in the morning of Friday, or some say Laylatul Jumu'ah. In any case, both are the same, because Layl starts from sunset till the Fajr. And on the same day, Iblis, Shaitan, he has a call. What does he say? And people in large numbers, in swarms, they will be misled by that call of Jibreel. Call of Jibreel is also on 23rd Thursday, Laylatul Jumu'ah, month of Ramadan. Iblis also calls on the same day. In the morning, if it's Jibreel, same day, afternoon is going to be Iblis. And Iblis, he also has that same call saying that right is with Sufyani, be obedient to Sufyani, obey him, follow him. And then Imam says that when that call will be heard in the month of Ramadan, the following year, that is Ashura, it's going to be the arrival of the Imam of time. Ajallahu ta'ala farajahu shariif. And it is as such that Imam, now these two calls will attract people. First from Jibreel, that will attract. The second from Iblis, that too will attract. And people will be misled. And what is going to be the message again from the first one? It's going to be Allah has brought the deadline of the unjust to an end. The best among the nation of the Prophet Muhammad has been chosen. Get to Mecca and obey him, be with him. And after that, inshallah, the following year, which is the month of Muharram, the arrival of the Imam is there. And again it says that Imam, with the voice of Abu Abdullah and Hussein, he will have those five calls, which says that, Ala ya ahl al-alam, that O inhabitants of the universe, I am Mahdi, I am the avenging sword, I am the one who has come to take the revenge from Karbala, of Karbala, so on and so forth. May Allah Ta'ala in these sacred nights make it as such that we be enlisted among the true supporters and servants of Imam al-Asr alayhi salam. May all our children be enlisted among the best Muslims who ever existed. All those who have requested for dua, all those who are in and ailing, all those who are waiting for the Imam, everyone whatsoever he may be having the wishes and hajat, the sponsors of Iftar tonight, all those who have departed for their souls to be, or their rights to be elevated, three love salawats.